Alicia speaking. Oh, I'm good. How are you going? That's good. Nah, all good. How can I help? Do you know what the issue is? Yeah, I'm just trying to see where I've got you now for Parker Street. Give me a sec. Let me check your coverage. What have we got? Equipment breakdown covered. So it is, so we don't know what the fault is yet. You don't know what it is. Okay, so we've got covered 7 units. We've got them at a limit of 10,000 each. And any one event, so the most you can claim any one event is going to be 70K. Do you know what your quote's looking at? Hundred percent, 100%. I just want to read your wording though, because every insurance is different. I want to make sure when you do a report that it says what we need it to say. So what's your next? I'll have to go off and read the wording and see what we need to put in the report so we can make sure this gets covered. Because obviously your wear and tear is not going to be covered. So just keep that in mind, yeah. Things like, so make sure from the report anything that states wear and tear or so forth is not put in the report because that definitely won't be covered. So yeah. The insurer is definitely going to need a report stating what the problem is and why it can't be replaced instead. I mean, you know, a component can't be replaced or fixed. Okay, yep. I'll read the wording and come back to you on that one. What else do you need? What's the other query? I will. Yep. Can't offer month by month. We don't do that. Is it up for sale at the moment? Do you reckon it'll be gone within 3 months? Hoping. Yeah. Well, I could have held off on payment, but what I'm going to suggest is this is the one for the Gold Coast Highway, yeah? I'm going to suggest, honestly, you pay it. And then whenever you cancel, you get the pro rata premium anyway. I mean, it's not a huge premium. So that's going to be my suggestion because at the end of the day, you're still liable for the property until settlement. It's a grey area in Victoria. I mean, no, actually, it's not in Victoria. I don't know what Queensland rules are like up there, but in Victoria, it's a grey area until the. Yeah. I would pay the premium and then on settlement day, we cancel it. And then you'll get whatever refund you get. That's the easiest way to do it, to be honest, to make sure you're 100% covered. If you thought, if you're going to tell me you settle in a month, then I'd say, you know what, just hold off. But I can't hold off knowing, yeah. Because then if you sell in a month's time and then settlement in another 3, it's going to take us out of the credit terms with the insurer anyway. So I wouldn't be able to hold it. Yeah. So just pay it and then you'll get a pro rata premium. Yeah. Oh, yep, for that property. Yep. I will get you a liability COC. All right, I'll get you a liability COC. I'll quickly read the wording now and I'll put it in an email to you once I and I'll send you the liability COC so you've got it in email format. What they cover. No, what they cover. So I might even snippet that to sh and send it to you on email. So then you know when you do the report, just make sure your technician, whoever it is, puts in something relating to what they cover. You know what I mean? If you need to obviously replace the units as they can't be fixed, then I'm going to say go ahead and do it. There's no point in waiting because you're going to have to do it regardless. But obviously, the insurer is going to want to see a report and that before they accept any indemnity and stuff. So that's going to be your call whether you want to just go ahead and do it anyway. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's going to have to be, yeah, that's going to have to be your call whether you just want to go ahead and fix them or get new ones replaced. I can't make that decision for you. All right. Leave it with me on my end and I'll get back to you ASAP. I'll do it now. No worries. You too. Bye.